from Jakarta. RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in English program. RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia presents news, actual information, as well as entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our broadcast via shortwave on 9525 kilohertz. You can listen to our program at www.voinews.id. RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia. Informing, connecting, dignifying.
Hello listener, welcome back to our English program over RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. In today's edition, we will bring you first our news, followed by news from across Indonesia. Today in history, My Indonesia, news in brief. We continue Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, and to conclude our program for today, we present you Music Corner. That was our program summary for today over RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Stand by now for the news.
RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia with the news.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia with the news. President Joko Widodo got dressed in the traditional Aceh clothing of Mokasah when celebrating the 73rd anniversary of Indonesia's Independence Day at the State Palace in Jakarta on Friday. Indonesia consists of 34 provinces with different customs, traditions, and languages. One of the forms of regionalism is customary clothing, which has a deep value and philosophy. In celebrating Independence Day this year, President Joko Widodo wore Mokasah clothes, considered to be a highlight of the customs of Aceh, while Vice President Yusuf Kalla and the presidential security guards got also dressed in different traditional clothing from different areas across Indonesia. In addition, some invited guests who packed the courtyard of the State Palace were also seen wearing their respective traditional attires to enliven the celebration of Indonesia's Independence Day anniversary. The European Union, or EU, will again provide financial assistance worth $570,000 for the victims of the Lombok earthquakes, adding to its earlier European Union contribution of 1.25 million euros, which now reaches $1.4 million. The European Union announced that it would contribute an extra $570,000 to scale up its support of the earthquake-affected people in Lombok after the initial funding of $170,000 earlier this month. European Union member states, the Netherlands and Spain, have also donated $570,000 and $114,000 respectively to Indonesia, bringing the total European Union aid to $1.4 million. European Union Commissioner for his side supports the Indonesian people affected by the recent earthquakes in Lombok. He also said that the additional contribution will ensure that the most vulnerable among the victims have the means to cope with during this difficult time. Commissioner General Ari Dono Sukmanto was officially named Deputy Indonesia Police Chief in Jakarta on Friday, replacing Commissioner General Syafruddin, who has been recently appointed as Minister of Administrative Reform. Chief of Indonesia Police Polri, General Tito Karnavian said at the inauguration that his side appointed a new deputy of Indonesia police chief and at the same time handed over the post of chief of crime investigation department. He also said that several names had been submitted to the Wanjakti or office in charge of determining positions and rankings of officers to be positioned as deputy chief of Indonesia police. Chief Karnavian pointed out that there were many reasons he finally chose Aridono Sukmanto as the number two man in the police force. Sukmanto's position as chief of the crime investigation department was taken by Inspector General Arif Sulistianto, who was formerly the police chief's assistant for human resources development. The manufacturing industry is consistent in making an impact on national economic growth. This was stated by Minister of Industry Erlangga Hartarto after becoming the inspector of ceremony at the commemoration of Indonesia's 73rd anniversary at his office in Jakarta on Friday. He explained that the processing industry became the largest contributor to the national gross domestic product or GDP with a value reaching 19.83% in the second quarter of 2018. Meanwhile, for the growth of the non-oil and gas processing industry, the figure was 4.41%, higher than the achievement in the same period last year, which was 3.93%. He also pointed out that the sectors that underpinned the growth of the non-oil and gas processing industry in the second quarter of this year include the rubber industry, goods from rubber, and plastics, which grew by 11.85%, followed by the leather industry, leather goods, and footwear by 11.38%. Furthermore, the growth of the food and beverage industry penetrated 8.67% and the textile and apparel industry reached 6.39%. The performance of these manufacturing sectors is able to surpass national economic growth. The Australian government expects to seal free trade agreements with Indonesia and Hong Kong by year's end. This was stated by Australian Trade Minister Stephen Chiobo at a business lunch in Sydney on Friday. He also remarked that the two agreements would wrap years of talks which Indonesia has dragged on since 2010, stalling along the way as diplomatic tensions between the two sides flared. He pointed out that at the end of this year, his side will conclude successfully an FTA with Indonesia and Hong Kong. He gave no further details on timing through a deal with Indonesia, Southeast Asia's largest economy by only Australia's 13th largest trading partner, could come as soon as next month when Australia's Prime Minister is scheduled to visit. The Asian Games 2018 torch relay has finally completed its one-month-long journey, covering a total distance of 18,000 kilometers and touring 53 cities and districts in 18 provinces across Indonesia. Arriving in Jakarta on August 15th, the torch was handed over to President Joko Widodo at the State Palace on August 17. Coinciding with the celebration of the 73rd anniversary of Indonesia's independence, flanked by Youth Affairs and Sports Minister Imam Nahrawi, the president ran for a short distance to welcome the torch as it entered the gate of the palace and accepted from Verawati Fajrin, a badminton legend from the 1980s. Holding the torch in his right, President Joko Widodo said that he accepted the torch to start the Asian Games 2018. Also flanked by a line of athletes, President Joko Widodo then ran with the torch to the front of the honorary stage at the palace. On the stage, he then handed over the torch to Chief of Indonesia Asian Games Organizing Committee in Nasgok, Erick Thohir. We end the news with Indonesia beats Laos 3-0. Indonesia as host achieved 3 points after beating Laos 3-0 in the advanced match of the preliminary round of the 2018 Asian Games football branch at the Patriot Chandra Braga Stadium, Bekasi, West Java on Friday night. With that victory, Indonesia temporarily obtains 6 points after defeating Chinese Taipei 4-0, but in the previous match, Indonesian team had to surrender to Palestine 1-2. When the match had been running for the 2 minutes, Indonesia immediately got a chance through Stefano Lillipalli, but the Dutch naturalized player's heading was right at the Laos goalkeeper, Pasout Saimonoling. The goal was finally created in the 13th minute by Alberto Gonçalves, a naturalized player from Brazil who managed to use a cross from Sadi Ramdhani, who carried out an attack from the right side of the field. At the second round, Beto finally scored a beautiful goal when the match had been running for the 2 minutes, which began with an attack from the right side of the penalty box. Stefano Lillipalli, who was in possession of the ball on the right side of the penalty box, keenly gave it back to the Beto off from the defense of the opponent's defender and immediately launched a hard kick through the left foot. The ball slid swiftly, unable to be blocked by goalkeeper Saimonoling. Indonesia's dominance was increasingly difficult to be tackled after Ricky Fajrin added one goal at the 75th minute as a result of assistance with captain Hansamu Yama, who gave a pass, making the Laos goalkeeper Saimonoling unable to catch the ball. That was the news.
News from across the country. Unique and interesting information from across Indonesia.
Hello there, this is RRI VOI with weekly segment News from Across the Country that brings interesting information from across Indonesia in a week. The first news come from Kupang, East Nusa Tenggara. 23 participants of Students Know Indonesian Archipelago, or Siswa Mengenal Nusantara, in 2018 from Manado, North Sulawesi, have arrived in Kupang, East Nusa Tenggara, to do some program events of SMN, or Siswa Mengenal Nusantara, in the local area. Business Deputy PT Pegadaian Kupang Area, Iketut Winata Tu Antara, in Kupang, last Thursday said that during in Kupang, dozens of the participants would follow various events of Knowing Indonesian Archipelago for about 8 days. It was facilitated by PT Pegadaian Kupang Area as a person in charge of SMN program in 2018 in East Nusa Tenggara. The participants had their first activity by 2 days with Indonesian National Armed Forces centered in Markas Korem 161 Wirasakti Kupang. Fourth, the participants also visited various places such as museum, reading park, and Sasando musical instrument production site. They also visited schools, BUMN location such as PT Pegadaian, PT Asabri, and PT Garam. Winata said that the participants also visited Rote Island, which was the southernmost region of Unitary State of the Republic of Indonesia, on Saturday, August 11th. In Rote Island, the participants were taken to various excellent tourist sites in the front porch of Unitary State of Indonesia, such as Gerbang Batu of Oiseli Beach, Nembrala Beach, and Mando Hill.
He said that during the participants did the activity of knowing Indonesian archipelago, they also live separately in inhabitants' houses so that they could learn and feel the culture and the life of the local people. The next information came from Kerom, Papua. Ministry of Agriculture through Agriculture Innovation Support in the Border Region, or DIPWP, supported export-oriented food barn by development and horticulture plant like orange trees in Kerom in Papua. On press conference received by Antara Jakarta, Thursday, August 9th, Ministry of Agriculture through Papua Agriculture Technology Assessment Center in 2019 did the orange seeding activities in two districts, which were Kerom and Nabir, for 25,000 seeds. Each of 10,000 seeds for Kerom and 15,000 seeds for Nabir. Head of Papua Agriculture Technology Assessment Center, Muhammad Tamrin, said that the orange seeds given by Papua Agriculture Technology Assessment Center were the excellent seeds which were drought and water logging resistant. Ministry of Agriculture would add the hatchery program to become 2 million seeds assistance in the whole Indonesia in 2019. I'll end with news from Bogor, West Java. Wikrama Vocational High School Bogor, West Java, was chosen by UNESCO as Indonesian representative for documentary film creation as example project of climate change program. The program was Association School Project Network, or ASPNet. Headmaster of Wikrama Vocational High School, Iin Mulyani, to Antara in Bogor on Wednesday said that the evaluation was done to 22 countries and 13 national schools competed for Indonesia. For about 2 weeks, the team assigned by UNESCO would record all the activities related to the climate change program in Wikrama Vocational High School and other schools from other 12 countries who were ASPNet members. On the documentary film, interview and data and information collection was also done. The interview and the data and information collection were from the students, teachers and employees, including from cooperation partners of Wikrama Vocational High School. The cooperation partners were Office of the President's Special Envoy for Climate Change Control, led by Professor Rahmat Witolar, CMEO Biotrop, Faculty of Mathematics and Natural Sciences of Bogor Agriculture University, and other parties. That was the news from across the country.
Today in History, presenting you historical facts of the day.
Listeners, meet again with me, Ahmad Faisal, in our regular program, Today in History, over RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. We start from an event on Constitution Day of Indonesia. Constitution Day of Indonesia was firstly commemorated on 18th August 2008. It coincided with Constitution Day Declaration of Indonesia signed by Agency of Constitution Analysis, Leader of House of Representatives and Leader of Regional Representatives Council that was completed by Indonesian People Component. The idea of 18th August commemorated as Constitution Day of Indonesia was begun from an article written by Muhammad Isnaini Ramadan entitled Konstitusi Indonesia or Indonesian Constitution, published by Suara Karya Daily Newspaper. He said Constitution is birth certificate for nation, so relation of Constitution for a state is close. There is no country which doesn't have constitution. There are various documents such as law, politics, economy in constitution which is expected to become a guide for a country to manage it. The next event is ceasefire event between Iraq and Iran. The United Nations announced ceasefire between Iraq and Iran on 18 August 1988 after getting war for 8 years forced. The ceasefire was one of points from the UN Security Council Resolution number 598. The Bay War was caused after the Islamic Revolution won in Iran. In this case, the world big power and Arab countries felt that their interests threatened by the revolution. They also worried that there was awakening of people in the Middle East. Therefore, they did any efforts to defeat Islamic government of Iran. Finally, Saddam Hussein was asked by Western countries, particularly the US, to attack Iran. However, Iraq was unable to defeat Iran. Even Iraq was pressed by offensive of Iranian volunteers. Afterwards, the UN announced resolution so that the two countries cease fire, and it was agreed by Iran and Iraq. We end today in history with event on 18th August 2005. The electric went out massively in Java and Bali. Blackout in Java and Bali gave effect for almost 1,000 million people and became one of the biggest blackout of history in Indonesia. It happened because of the damage of transmission net of extra high volt airstream by 500 kV in Java and Bali. Customers in Jakarta and Banten got most severe blackout for almost 1 hour and 30 minutes until 12 hours. Meanwhile, for customers of State Electric Company in West Java, Central Java and East Java and Bali got 30 minutes up to 1 hour and 30 minutes. The blackout has given a lot of effects, such as more than 40 embarks of electric trains for Jakarta, Bogor, Tangerang, Bekasi was cancelled, more than 20 operating electric trains stopped at several railways. Meanwhile, Soekarno-Hatta Airport got blackout for about 4 hours and it caused many delay flights. The potential of losing income achieved 200 million rupiah economically. Listeners, that was today in history.
Indonesia in economy, international politics, sports, environment, and Pancasila, only on Indonesiaku, My Indonesia.
This is RRI VOI with a daily segment, My Indonesia, which today is on government designs a lot of programs for equalization. President Joko Widodo said the government had designed many programs to improve people's welfare so that equal national income distribution could be realized soon. The president stated it in the state address prior to the 73rd anniversary of the Indonesia's independence at the joint session of the House of Representatives and the Indonesian Regional House in Jakarta, Thursday, August 16, 2018. The head of state explained the government is completing land certification for the people. This is to avoid land ownership conflicts and so the people will have legal certainty over the ownership of assets. Certified land then can also be used for productive economic activities and improving family welfare. With the acceleration step, the issuance of certificates which previously only 500,000 to 800,000 per year currently has become millions each year. Whereas in 2017, the target of 5 million land certificates have been reached and by 2018 and 2019, the target to be achieved will continue to increase. Along with land certification, the government also continues to intensify agrarian reform and land redistribution. Until 2017, around 977,000 hectares of the state forest area has been released. In addition, the government has realized 1 million housing development programs and expanded housing access for low-income communities. On the occasion, President Joko Widodo also explained the government's efforts to restore the Mahakam Oil and Gas Block, Sanga-Sanga Oil and Gas Block, the Rokan Oil and Gas Block, and the majority of Freeport shares to Indonesia after several decades in the hands of foreign parties. That was My Indonesia Today.
Presiden Joko Widodo celebrates Independence Day by wearing traditional Aceh clothing. European Union provide relief fund worth 1.4 million for Lombok victims. Commissioner General Aridono Sukmanto was officially named Deputy Indonesia Police Chief in Jakarta on Friday, replacing Commissioner General Syafruddin, who has been recently appointed as Minister of Administrative Reform. The manufacturing industry is consistent in making an impact on national economic growth. The Australian government expects to seal free trade agreements with Indonesia and Hong Kong by year's end. The Asian Games 2018 torch delay has finally completed its one-month-long journey, covering a total distance of 18,000 kilometers and touring 53 cities and districts in 18 provinces across Indonesia. Indonesia as host achieved 3 points after beating Laos 3-0 in the advance match of the preliminary round of the 2018 Asian Games football branch at the Patriot Chandrabaga Stadium, Bekasi, West Java on Friday evening.
Hatimu berikan energi di dalam semangatmu, tegaklah berdiri, terbanglah kau tinggi, inilah saatnya namamu bergema, maknai kekalahan sebagai
broadcasting daily from Jakarta on frequency of 9525 kHz, you can also listen to audio streaming www.voi.co.id. Listener, here is our next segment, Indonesian Wonder.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Hello listeners, welcome to Indonesian Wonder, a daily segment featuring tourism, culinary arts, fine arts, and culture from various regions across Indonesia. In today's edition, we will introduce you to Telok Abang tradition from Palembang. Stay tuned. Listener, Telok Abang is a tradition which is always conducted to commemorate the independence of Indonesia in Palembang. Usually, in early August, there are many vendors who sell Telok Abang. Telok Abang is from word telok and abang. Telok means egg and abang means red color. So, Telok Abang means red egg. Listener, actually Telok Abang tradition in Palembang has existed before Indonesian People Nation declaring its independence. In the past, in the colonial era, the tradition was a tradition which was conducted to celebrate the birthday of Queen Wilhelmina II, and the tradition keeps being conducted by Palembang people to commemorate the independence of Indonesia. Listener, in the past, the ingredient which was used to make telok abang was duck egg, but now to make telok abang uses chicken egg. The color which is used is quite safe because it is food coloring. In the past, telok abang was only combined with miniature of sheep or plain which was made from yellow cork. Now, its shapes and colors are more diverse. Then, telok abang is installed on miniature of transportation and sold with a price 20,000 rupiah until 50,000 rupiah. The price depends on the level of difficulty to make the miniature, and the different price is also determined by the existence and the stocks of telok abang. Take for example, telok abang which is put on the plane will be cheaper than the one which is put inside the plane because the process is more difficult. In addition, the number of telok abang which is used on miniature also influences the price, while telok abang itself without miniature is sold 10,000 rupiah per item. Listener, transportation miniature which is sold along with telok abang is like sheep, plain, and pedicab. The miniature of sheep dominates transportation miniature because Palembang has Musi River, which has an important role in Palembang people's activities. The sheep which passes by at Musi River becomes inspiration in making miniature of transportation to complete telok abang. Telok abang becomes attraction for tourists to buy it, especially kids. Telok abang can also become good media to introduce tradition and culture of Palembang. Listener, telok abang tradition only exists in Palembang, and you will be easy to find the tradition if you are in Palembang, especially during the anniversary of the independence of Indonesia in August. Well, listener, that was Indonesian Wonder for today featuring telok abang tradition from Palembang, South Sumatra Province. I'm Putri Safitira Adela. Thank you for listening. Thank you.
Mr. Lenny.
Mr. Lenny on Indonesia, a segment featuring various actual information.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia with Mr. Lenny. This edition will be discussing Simbah Digital Farmer Application. So, stay tuned into RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. An Indonesian youth has made another achievement. It was Mujianto, a student from Yogyakarta Amikom, who successfully won the first place in the Asia-Pacific Youth Leadership, Innovation and Entrepreneurship SDG Startup Awards in Beijing, an event organized by the United Nations Development Programme, a special organization formed by the United Nations to help improve development in developing countries. Simbah Digital Farmer Application is an application made for farmers, which aims to solve some agricultural problems. This application is based on artificial intelligence and natural language processing. Mujianto, as the inventor, hopes Simbah Digital Farmer Application can make it easier for farmers in Indonesia to ask questions about agricultural issues. This application is also very easy. Farmers simply take pictures of plant diseases, and this application will immediately provide a diagnosis and steps to treat them. Users of this application can also ask anything about agricultural problems by utilizing the sound system. In the future, it is expected that Simbah Digital Farmer will become the first artificial intelligence application for farmers in Indonesia, even in the world. Later, Simbah Digital Farmer application will automatically answer the questions posed by its users. Well, listener, that was today's edition of Miscellany featuring Simbah Digital Farmer application. We will meet again in the next edition, and of course, with other interesting topics. I'm Putri Savitri Adela. Thank you for listening, and see you.
Meet again tomorrow with another miscellany on Indonesia.
Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, listener of RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are. Welcome back to Music Corner, a musical segment which introduces you to Indonesian music, either traditional or modern one. 2011 Asia's biggest sport games, Asian Games 2018, which will be officially opened on Saturday, August 18, 2018, in Gelora Bung Karno Main Stadium, Jakarta. We will present official Asian Games 2018 theme songs. The first song is Bright as the Sun. Released in November 2017, Bright as the Sun is sung by 18 Indonesian famous musicians named Energy 18. The lyric contains a message for the listeners to keep fighting, never give up, and keep trying in achieving dreams. Furthermore, differences are without reason not to support each other in achieving the goal, dream, and hope. Well, listener, let's listen to the first song entitled Bright as the Sun, sung by Energy 18. Happy listening!
Kalau
matamu, kuatkan hatimu, berikan energi di dalam semangatmu.
Tegaklah berdiri, terbanglah kau tinggi. Inilah saatnya namamu bergema. Maknai kekalahan sebagai kemenangan yang tertunda. Jangan pernah berputus asa, jadi yang terbaik. Show the world.
Listener, that was Bright as the Sun by Energy 18. The next official Asian Games 2018 theme song is Meraih Bintang by Via Valen. The lyrics specifically describes the struggle in sport competition. The message is that if we win, we will get good achievement, and if we lose, we do not have to be frustrated. Because, lose or win, we have to keep maintaining the solidarity and sportivity. Well, listener, let's listen Meraih Bintang, sung by Via Valen. Happy listening!
setiap saat, setiap waktu, keringat basahi tubuh. Ini saat yang ku tunggu, hari ini ku buktikan, ku yakin aku kan menang.
Listener, you've just listened to Meraih Bintang by Via Valen. Next, we will present Janger Persahabatan. According to Guru Soekarno Putra, as the creator of the song, the word Janger on this song is taken from one of Balinese, Banyuwangi, and Lombok art. The whole lyric of Janger Persahabatan symbolizes a firm friendship. Well, listener, let's listen Janger Persahabatan sung by Nev Plus, Dea, and Ariel. Happy listening.
Hey kawan, pandanglah ke depan. Kau lihat ufuk fajar harapan. Kita hidup dalam persahabatan. Kita melangkah menuju kemenangan.
Matahari bersinar benderang, menyinari cita-cita gemilang. Walau mendung datang menantang, kita tegar.
to conclude the segment of Music Corner for today, let's listen to the last song entitled Unbeatable by Jay Flow feat. Dira Sugandi. Jay Flow, as the song creator, chooses to make Unbeatable by using English. It is not because he does not love Indonesian language, but according to Jay Flow, Unbeatable can be easier to be enjoyed by Asian Games participants from other countries who do not understand Indonesian language, because Jay Flow wants to tell Indonesia to the world through this song. Well, listener, I hope that Music Corner in official Asian Games 2018 theme songs edition can make us to more eager to watch and support the Asia's biggest sport games. Happy listening and sampai jumpa!
You're prouder, flying to the higher stars.
To the higher stars.
Yeah, I break the chains and dancing in the rain. I'm living on a jet plane. I got so much more to gain.
So much more to gain.
I can be that silver lining in the cloud. I'ma show the world what I'm about. I will sing. That I just don't have it. They say, just go back, forget it. They say, I say, well I'm just gonna get it. I say, I won't stop till I made it. I say, I will not regret it. I say.
I
can be that silver lining in the cloud. I'ma show the world what I'm about. I will sing. Feeling stronger, clap your hands. I can be that hole in the universe. I can be that joy that you deserve. I will sing out loud. If you're feeling lonely, tag your friends.
Let's take it higher now.
You can be the fire that lights up the world.
Thank you for listening to English program from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. Stay tuned on 9525 kHz. You can also tune at voinews.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, RRI Building, 4th Floor, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta. PO Box 1157 Jakarta 10110 Indonesia. You can also join us on Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter at VOI Indonesia. Our Instagram, voice_of_Indonesia. RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. Informing, connecting, dignifying.